अन्तमन्तै मे देहा नित्यस्योक्ता शरीरिणः अनाशिनो अप्रमेयस्य तस्माद्युद्धस्व भारत। 2.18 भगवद गीता। अन्तवंत इमे देहा, अर्जुन इमे देहा, दिस बॉडी इज अंतवंत, इट इज बाउंड टू बी डिस्ट्रॉयड, इट इज डिस्टाइंड, इट इज डिजाइंड टू बी डिस्ट्रॉयड। अंतवंत नित्यस्य उक्तः शरीरिणः, बट नित्यस्य अपोजिट ऑफ अंतवंत इज that does not have anta, that is nitya. Uktaha, it is said, is the sharirinaha, the possessor of the body, the embodied. Further, anashino, it is imperishable, indestructible, aprameyasya, immeasurable, tasmat, Yudhyasva Bharata, therefore, O Bharata, therefore, O Arjuna, fight. So now here, what exactly is Krishna saying? Antavanta ime deha. He's stating that the body is temporary, whereas the soul is eternal. That is in the A and B, which has been said earlier. Now, the fresh detail that he adds in this verse is aprameyasya. And then there is the first explicit call within the Gita to Arjuna to fight. Tasmat yudhyasva Bharata. Let's discuss, let's focus on these two points. Aprameyasya. So what exactly has that soul's immeasurability got to do with the context? It at first glance might seem to be an irrelevant detail. You know, we are talking about life and death, about matter and spirit. And then suddenly, what is the point of saying that the soul is immeasurable? And more importantly, we know elsewhere the scriptures do view a measure of the soul also. So what exactly does immeasurable mean? Firstly, the relevance and the meaning. So firstly, the relevance is that actually, now immeasurable is beyond measurement. That can be in two ways. One is that it can be so, it is so big that it cannot be measured, or it is so small that it cannot be measured. Both are beyond measurement. So beyond measurement can be in the upper extremity or the lower extremity. Now the soul is on the lower extremity of measurement. Now the point is, there is the verse which Prabhupada would sometimes quote, Kesha Agra Shatabhagasya Shatadha Kalpitasya Cha. Kesha Agra, that there is the tip of the hair, Shatabhagasya. If we divide that into Shata, 100 parts, you take that tip of the hair, divide it into 100 parts, Shatadha kalpitasya cha, and further divide it to 100 parts, then what we get is the size of the soul. Now at one level, this seems to be like a very precise mathematical measure, 1/10,000th fraction. But then, no, the fraction is given precisely, but the thing of which it is given as a fraction is not very precise. Tip of a hair. Now, how do we define, how do you quantify the tip of a hair? Now, how big is the tip? Is it that when we cut the hair, the smallest cuttable part we call as the tip? But then what will be the smallest cuttable part will vary depending on what instrument we use for cutting also. So therefore, the point is, when it is at 1/10,000th the tip of a hair is, the really emphatic point is that it is very small. So, it is so small that it's practically beyond measurement. Now, so, the fact that the literal measure is itself not given, but it's given in relative terms, underscores that actually the point is not to pin down the soul to a particular literal measure, but the point is to convey the extreme smallness of the soul. Now, so is this usage metaphorical? Well, it's somewhere in between literal and metaphorical. You know, metaphorical in one sense is non-literal, but metaphorical also in another sense means that the thing itself has no reality. But it's not like that. So just like when you say Kurukshetra war, is it metaphorical? Well, it can be taken metaphorically, but it's not metaphorical or literal. It is metaphorical and literal. The Kurukshetra war can and does refer to a historical battle that took place, and it can also refer to the inner battle that takes place in our consciousness. So, beyond that, or similar to that, when we talk about the soul here, it can refer to the point is that, is it literal? Now, as we mentioned, because the measure itself not given literally, the tip of a hair is a relative term. So it cannot be taken as a statement of mathematical literalness. But at the same time, the soul should not be reduced to merely some abstract, intangible, impersonal, non-quantifiable, just a spark of spirit or something like that. The soul is a unit of consciousness, is a person who is manifested presently in a bija form, and as such the soul is very much of a ontologically real entity. So therefore, the saying that it is metaphorical is itself not a precise description, nor is saying that it is literal a precise description. So you have to understand that from the literal point of view, there is a real soul who has real dimensions. So the spiritual arena is not bereft of dimensions. There are dimensions in the spiritual arena also, and the soul has dimension. But at the same time, so that is to indicate that it is non-metaphorical. But at the same time, the soul is beyond material dimensionality. The soul is beyond the emphasis when you talk Shaktabhita Bhagasya is that it is beyond material dimensionality. The point is not what the measure is, but the point is that there is a measure, and that measure is so small that it's extremely difficult. It's almost impossible for us to measure it. So, aprameya conveys this point. It's not that the soul has no measure in itself, but for us to measure, it's nearly impossible. Now, we are limited not just by the limitedness of our sensory apparatus, but we are limited also by the inability of the sensory apparatus to perceive spirit. And that's why it is aprameyasya. And tasmat yudhyasva bharata. Tasmat yudhyasya means therefore you should fight, or you know, bharata. So what is the relevance now? So here we see the word bharata is used for Arjuna. It's Krishna speaking and he's using it for Arjuna. Earlier Sanjaya has used the word Bharata for Dhritarashtra. So, Tamuvacha Rishikesha Prahasanniva Bharata Senayor Bhayor Madhye Vishidantam Idam Vacha. So, 2.10. So, there Bharata was used to refer to Dhritarashtra. Now, Bharata in 2.18 is used to refer to Arjuna. Both are descendants in the Bharata dynasty. So, the name can apply to both. Yudhyasva. So, Krishna
brings the philosophical discussion down to earth by giving a practical call. So, yes, when you understand the soul's eternality, indestructibility, therefore, you should fight. Don't abandon your duty, but gird yourself to do the call of duty, to answer the call of duty by picking up your bow and fight. The smart yudhyasva, fight. Oh, you who are belonging to an illustrious dynasty, fight. And in this way, we'll see that this particular call to action comes repeatedly in this section, where Krishna doesn't leave philosophical knowledge to be a mere abstraction, but brings it down to a practical, tangible call for action also. Thank you.